T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're talking about Pitt and how fans have already given up on the basketball team. Pitt football also looking at a bleak situation, a 4-6 record, likely a 4-8 season, a first losing regular season since 2007. So it's hard to find an optimistic hue or slant to this athletic department moving forward. And I'd be interested in finding out who fans have confidence in. Pat Narduzzi, Kevin Stallings, both, neither. 412-928-9370.
How about the AD?
She has just kind of sat back and watched so far, Ron. The only
And I can't blame her for that. I think she wants to come in here and get the lay of the land and not do anything rash. And I think that's only prudent that she sees what's going on, and then she has a better idea of how to handle it. I think that's anybody's approach should be.
Lenny's on the fan. Hi, Lenny.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
I actually am a proponent of Stallings. I agree with Ron. I felt like it was time for Jamie to go. Definitely appreciated what he did. But the two things that have kind of turned my opinion on Stallings is, A, his recruiting. I think he's gone through some unique channels to get some players onto this roster. And I know the results so far haven't been great. But I do see some potential in some of these guys. And I'm not sure if these are avenues that Jamie would have pursued. And secondly,
Stallings, to help people understand what you're saying, Stallings is a big proponent of international recruiting. He's always been a guy that either through players who come from overseas to the United States for prep school but are born in Europe or Africa or Australia, he at Vanderbilt used to find those players, and many of them actually went on to NBA careers. So That's your point, that he hasn't just picked kids out of New York City or Philadelphia. He's gone to unique places to find players.
And you were kind of, you know, referring to that earlier, Andrew. We were saying there isn't a strong recruiting base in the WPIAL. So I think what he's doing now is necessary. I think that blueprint will have to be utilized to get the players to win in the ACC. And last but not least, I think that his style, the way he coaches as far as, you know, an offensive type minded coach, I think is absolutely paramount when it comes to winning in the ACC. And I think that's why he'll have some success if he's given the chance to, you know, cultivate players and keep working towards, you know, having them grow here and ultimately have the opportunity.
Well, that's the thing, is that Heather Like has not made, you know, has not put her stamp on Pitt in terms of hiring a coach for basketball or football. And if you look at the contracts of both guys, it's hard to envision her getting an opportunity to do that anytime soon. What would expedite the process with the basketball coach is if fans stayed away from the arena the entire year. Because if no one's going to games, Ron, I mean, don't you think athletic departments look at that?
Well, sure, but nobody's been going to football games for years.
Well, that to me, that's a little bit different, because even in lean times, you're getting, what, 40,000, 50,000 fans for a game?
Not always, you're not.
I mean, there were only 3,000 people who were interested enough in Pitt basketball to go to that game last night.
Okay, so what is that down, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 from what you would expect at a non-conference game against Montana? They didn't, when they were playing in the Big East, they didn't draw 12,000 people for a Montana.
No, they didn't.
They might have drawn 7,000 or 8,000.
Okay.
So it's down some. There's no question. But again, it goes back to last year. You got to give people a reason to come out. And right now, he's not doing that.
Scott's on the fan. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. I really enjoy the show. I have some friends. I'm a Pitt grad and a big basketball supporter, as football as well. But my disinterest in the program lies in the fact, basically just with the hire. I thought they could have done a lot better, a younger coach, a bigger name. Bryce Drew, who ended up succeeding Stallings at Vanderbilt.
Took him to the tournament last year. I know.
And I think, didn't I read he just signed like one of the top five or six players in the country? Kentucky wanted him, you know.
Five-star guard.
Right.
Yes.
And Scott, at what point do you just Scott, at what point do you just drop that? Okay, so they didn't get the guy you wanted. It's not the coach that you did, you wanted Sean Miller, you wanted a younger guy. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point do you let that go and support the guy that's here? You don't?
Well, I tried that last year and really got behind the team. They were a senior-laden team. And I thought he did as bad of a job with that team as anybody could have done. They had a pretty good roster coming back. They had some talent. They didn't compete in the games they should have. They lost games they should have won.
Yep, I agree.
And this year, with the roster they have coming back, the Cam Johnson, his transfer really, really, I think it hurt this team more than people are really talking about.
Okay, Scott, he's 0-for-1 with you. He had an awful year. He made a terrible first impression. He doesn't get a second chance or a mulligan?
Oh, no, I'm willing to give him a second chance going into the season. I'm saying that that's where I initially lost my interest, and I think a lot of fans did as well. And I think we'll gradually come back if the team competes. But the defensive effort last night, from what I read and heard on the radio, was abysmal. Why would you not try a zone defense if you can't guard their point guard? I didn't understand that at all. But, again, to your point, I'm willing to give him a chance this year, but I think that's where a lot of people lost interest in the hire itself.
The point Kevin made to me last night after the game was that at least we have a team right now. With
you're talking about Kevin Stallings.
At least we have a team right now that the fans should be proud of. I've got kids who want to be here, and I've got kids that are going to play hard.
And that was a slap at last year's group, right?
Yeah, that's how I took it. I mean, I don't think that was just a Kevin Stallings depiction of things. I think a lot of the fans also felt like they had some bad eggs or toxic players here that had polluted the team and polluted the program. So Kevin,
I certainly was of that.
Me
belief.
Too. So Stallings is saying, guys, I know we're not going to be great this year, but can you at least give these kids a chance? They deserve it is the word. He said they deserve the support. And I think there's some truth in that, is there not?
That you still got to earn them back. You got to play well and earn them back.
It's a clean slate. He wants a clean slate. He wants all these new players to have a clean slate, and they're not getting it. The fans aren't there. 412-928-9370. The state of Pitt sports. The basketball team hitting rock bottom, 0-2, losses to Navy in Montana, and the football team not going to make a bowl game. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.